Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Mann & Bearings Limited. Today, on the call from the management, we have with us Mr. Arun Aradhye, Whole-time Director and CFO, Mr. Aditya Menon, part of the promoter group. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to quickly brief us about the business and performance highlights for the quarter ended, the growth plan and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Mann & Bearings Limited, I warmly welcome all participants to our quarter first FY25-26 earnings conference call. Thank you for taking the time to join us and for your continued trust and support. Also joining the call from management is Mr. Aditya Menon. Let me begin by sharing the key financial highlights for the quarter ended 30th June 2025. Total revenue stood at rupees 68.81 crores, marking at 17% year-on-year growth. EBITDA came in at rupees 14.51 crores, reflecting a margin of 21%, that is up by 27.69%. Profit before tax was 11.06 crores, up from 8.23 crores in quarter one for FY24-25, that is up by  34.42%. Profit after tax stood at 8.43 crores compared to rupees 6.16 crores in the same quarter last year, that is up by 36.91%. Operationally, the first quarter witnessed a strong recovery in demand from both the automotive and industrial sectors. Our core segments, engine bearings, bushings, and thrust washers, continued to perform well in both domestic and international markets. Now, I will let you know the key updates, which include OEM and Tier 1 customer demand remains strong. We effectively manage commodity cost volatility through improved inventory planning and operational efficiency. Capacity utilization for the quarter averaged around 78%. We successfully commissioned the CapEx in our wholly owned subsidiary Menon Alcop Limited. Our wholly owned subsidiary Menon Alcop Limited, which operates in the aluminum die casting segment, continues to show strong growth potential. The subsidiaries posted quarter one revenue of rupees 20.26 crores, driven by increasing demand from the automotive sector. We are optimistic about scaling this business in the coming quarters. Looking ahead, we expect robust demand, particularly from the export markets. We are actively pursuing customer diversification, with automation and cost optimization being our key focus areas for the rest of FY26. In summary, it has been a stable and encouraging start to the year. Our performance reflects the resilience of our business model, the strength of our customer relationships, and our ongoing drive for operational excellence. We remain committed to long-term value creation and are confident about sustaining this momentum in the upcoming quarters. With that, we now open the floor for questions and will be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll now open the floor for question and answers. Anybody who wishes to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. We'll take the first question from Bhargav Buddhadev. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for the strong set of numbers.
Oh, thank you, Bhargav.
Sir, my first question is that if we go through the presentation, you mentioned that in the Alcop business, you are looking at reaching about 120 odd crores of revenue. Is it possible to highlight what is the visibility for this growth? That's my first question.
Basically, what we have shown in the presentation is 120 crores for the next year, 27. and how it will come, Mr. Aditya will let you know about it.
So for the last couple of years, hello, good afternoon. Aditya Menon here
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
from the family. Yeah. So for the last 2 years, because we are seeing a demand for aluminium castings because of China plus one and because of the Ukraine-Russia war, Europe plus one. So the last 2 years, we've been working very hard developing new parts for our customers. So we have done, especially for export, we've done a lot of new development parts. So that is so we develop around maybe 63 parts in the last 2 years, where we have what do you say?
Production.
Product, we have submitted the samples and we're getting the orders now. So that growth we are going to see in the coming 2 years. So by end of 2026, we should be reaching 120 crores.
We will be reaching about 85 to 90 crores, and next year we'll be reaching 120.
20, yeah. So in the next 2 years, we should because the order starts, with a small quantity, because we have to either we are doing a new engine or we are replacing an existing customer. So when we are replacing an existing customer, they start small with us. So to make sure the transition period is right. So they don't even disturb the current supply chain. So that's the process happening. So we have already started getting new orders, which are orders and in the new quarter. So the foreseeable future looks promising. So that's the main growth driving fa factor for Alcob.
And considering the sample that we already developed and which have been approved by the customers, and according to their schedule, they are releasing the orders. And within this year and next year, we'll be completing all the orders of which the samples have been already approved. And considering that, we are very much sure that we should be able to reach 120.
Secondly, sir, in the brakes division, you've guided for the reaching 100 odd crores. So my question is that is it subject to the railway approval that we are seeking, or it is irrespective of the railway's approval?
That is subject to railway approval. That is in process. Along with that, we'll be getting orders from one of the prominent customers, which is catering to OEMs. And that is pending just because of testing equipment, that is dynamometer, which costs around 3 crores of rupees, which is under process, and we'll be getting that dynamometer by the end of September, after which railway people will again come, will inspect, and will approve as a approved supplier for railways. Similarly, other OEM customer, he will also approve as soon as we send them the samples tested on dynamometer, and huge business is expected to come out of that also.
And sir, lastly, in the biometal business, we mentioned that the US part of the exports can see a ramp up. So if you can sort of highlight key drivers for this, it would be very useful. And that would be my last question.
Okay, that business is coming, and where they already approved all the samples, and production will start from the next month.
Great, sir. Thank you very much for your details and all the very best.
And the order that we are getting from that customer is around 30 crores per year.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Bhargav, we'll take the next question from Arnav Sahuja. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, basically, in the previous con call, you had mentioned that within the Alcob segment, the average price is around 200 rupees across the segment, and whereas Menon's average is around 750 rupees due to various value additions. So I just wanted to get a bit more of an understanding on this. Is this realization sustainable, or are there any risks to the realization falling in the future?
We have been sustaining this kind of realization per kg for last so many years. And just because the items which we are selecting and accepting for production are very, very critical, which nobody easily can produce in their machine shops or their production facilities. That is the only reason why our realization rate is higher as compared to others.
Right. And on the flip side, is there a potential for the realization to improve even further from 750 rupees, or will it stay at around this level?
That will stay around 700 to 800 rupees, between 700 to 800.
Right. Just moving on to my next question. So we had also mentioned in the previous con call that we were not able to pass on some of the RM burden, raw material burden, to customers, which had impacted the EBITDA. So in this quarter, were we able to pass on some of this burden?
You see, some of the customers we have already passed on that burden of raw material increase. That you can see in the results also. You can see the improvement in the EBITDA as well.
Right.
And some of the customers that will be passed on after September because of the pre-decided formula that for the prices for the April to September will be reviewed by the customers. And accordingly, they will give the increase.
So there's different delta, like there's a delta in the whole year. So 6 months we enjoy, 6 months the customer enjoys. So with different customers is different times. So it's a cycle that goes on whole year or 2 year. It's a cycle that keeps going.
It's a continuous.
So sometimes we get it, but it averages out. Period of 2 years, 1 year, it averages out. So sometimes you see a drop in EBITDA, sometimes you see increase. That averages out over a span of 1 or 2 years.
Right. Thanks for that answer. I just ask one last question, if that's fine. So is there any update to our guidance for FY26 of 300 crores of revenue and 22% EBITDA margin, or are we sticking with this guidance?
You see, what we feel that we should be able to reach almost 300 crores this year, considering the order book position, and maybe for the next year we'll be reaching almost 350 crores. This is what is considering the developments that have taken place and better potential or very good potential in Alcob, we can see. And we are sure that after the business of railways and other OE customers into brakes also, we should be easily reaching that particular figure, what we forecast now. We are very much optimistic about that.
Okay, thank you for
But what
answering.
I feel that year on year, we should be able to grow at a rate between 18 to 20%.
Right. All right, thank you for answering my questions. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you.
Thank you, Arnav. We'll take the next question from Kunal Tokas. Please go ahead.
Audible?
Yes, Kunal.
Yes.
Okay. First question about the brake segment. You said your target was 100 crore, and you have been handicapped by the unavailability of the dynamometer. So how soon will this target be met after you receive that equipment?
By the end of this year, we should be able to have a figure of almost 3 to 4 crores per year, per month, sorry.
3 to 4 crore by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And of your 350 crore target for FY27, how much do you expect the brake segment to be?
Brake segment, what we are forecasting is almost 100.
100. So the ramp up will be quite fast after you receive this equipment. One hundred,
Right.
Okay. And of the current order book position that you mentioned in the PPT of 90 crore rupees, how does that break up between bimetal and Alcob?
It is 60-30.
60-30.
Right. Bimetal 60 and 30 alcohol.
Okay. And of your 120 crore target for Alcop, how much, what breakup do you expect between domestic and export?
Export will be almost a 35 to 40%.
All right. And just a last question on Menon Ventures. Are there any updates on what, any concrete updates on what kind of businesses you are looking at?
So we have received one proposal from one of our investors as well. He is helping us to get recharge.
Electric car, EV
Electric
recharge.
easy recharge. We are working on that. We are not concluded on that as yet, but we are studying the proposal and we'll see how best we can take it on active as a project.
We are exploring few parts in the EV recharger, the whole charging system. So it's still ongoing project. Our team, our technical team, we are seeing the feasibility. But that's one project that's come up. It's not sure we are going to go ahead or no. We're still processing the whole thing. But that's kind of avenues we are looking at because EV sector also is growing and it's something because we are manufacturing exports, you know. So we can do a few parts in that or the whole system. So we're doing our project team is still working on it. So nothing concrete yet, but that's the direction we are heading in.
Whatever business you eventually decide to go into, have you decided on a sort of ceiling, capital ceiling that you commit to it, the maximum amount of capital you commit to any such venture?
No, we are not considering any such thing as of now.
So it depends from project to project, but it will be a calculated risk, right? So we don't keep like a set amount, you know, we're going to do this. A certain project requires so much, so we have to do that. But depending on the project, the capital and the other things, so that all the what do you say risk mitigation. So we have to all that is going on currently. So depends how big the project is, how many years. So there are many factors that are go into this. But this is one project we are considering. You know, it has you know passed what do you say first round of what do you say if you go for interview, our first the round one. So it's passed round one.
But raising of the fund from any viable project that we feel okay should not be a problem.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Yeah,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank you, Kunal. We'll take the next question from Mumuksh Mandlesha. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Arun. Arun,
Hi,
Aditi, sir. Hi.
Mumuksh, how are you?
All good, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Sir, just first on this quarter Q1, how was the domestic and exports growth for the quarter, sir?
Export growth was from 28%, we are now reached to almost 30%, and export is increasing. And you will see it will grow from 30% to 35% by the end of this year.
Got it. And sir, which orders would drive the growth, sir? This export, sir?
So, export that we already discussed, you know, that was published in the paper and we are uploaded on the website as well. That we have secured one order of 30 crores of rupees from one of the prominent customers from USA, and that production is going to be started from next month. We actually started the production, but the dispatches will start from the next month.
Right. And sir, any improvement in Japanese export orders numbers, sir?
No, Japanese, we are not working with Japanese so far. We are receiving very small orders from them. Because either they are diverted to somebody else, but what we learned from them that because of environmental problems, the babiche chips, etc., have been banned there in Japan. And
Okay.
that's why that export has been halted.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the coming to braking system, sir. Now, sir, there's a regulation coming up for the disc brake for the ABS system in the two-wheelers. Just I want to understand if the market shifts towards disc brake and ABS system, how do you see our demand for the product? How it changes there?
We already developed brake pads and we are exporting them to the South African countries through distributor in Dubai. And we have started circulation in Indian market as well, so that should not be a problem. We already started supplying brakes.
Brake pads. Brake
Brake
pads.
pads to Endurance Technologies in Aurangabad, and they are catering to their demand from Bajaj.
So just for example, if this comes, this technology affects the main motorcycles like Bajaj or Suzuki, and they give us a drawing and we make it. So we have the capacity of making whatever design or products they want us to make. So the design and the main changes affects the two-wheeler manufacturers. And also, that's one point. The other point is there's such a huge aftermarket for two-wheelers, and like main brakes market is aftermarket because it's a consumer product. So there are N numbers of two-wheelers, trucks, LCVs in the market, which overnight won't adopt the new technology. So there's a huge number of people for the next 5, 10 years will still use the current braking system also. So that doesn't look like a big threat as such.
Got it. Got it. And so, would be mainly in CV sites, right, sir? The drum brakes, drum pads, sir?
Yeah, that's HCV, LCV, drum brake pads.
Got it. Got it.
But
So,
we are doing disc brakes also, which go to the European lorries. So
okay.
like Mr. Arade said, we are already, what do you say, merchant exporting to Dubai, which use like for Volvo, Scania. So European lorries, what they require, we are already, for the aftermarket, we are giving it to Asian and Middle Eastern countries. So we are even exploring options in the Europe, but there are a lot of safety trials which have to be approved by European bodies. So that is very cost effective and time consuming. So in the future, we are trying to explore that as well. But currently, we want to do brake pads, disc brakes for Indian lorries and HCV, LCV systems.
Got it, sir. And great, great results, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank you, Mumuksh. We'll take the next question from Piyush Patel. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what is the segment-wise margin and segment-wise revenue potential for the company?
You see, if you are talking about EBITDA margins, for bimetal, it is more than 21%. For aluminium, that is Alcop, it is 23% plus. And for brakes, it is 12% plus.
Okay, and what is the revenue potential from the EV and railway segments?
Even railway segment, that is almost 3 to 4 crores per month.
Okay, and about railway?
That is put together,
Both put
OEM
together.
and railways.
Okay, and is the company's planning to enter any new segments?
No, that is, we already entered into two-wheeler. HCV is already there. And
For aluminium, we have done EV, we're doing some parts for TACO for the new curve. So we're doing some electric aluminium castings for them. So we're doing some aluminium casting for Eaton transmission that goes in Porsche. We're doing some aluminium castings for Concentric that goes to Tesla. So we have entered the EV segment also because that keeps us ahead of technology, you know. The wall thickness, the castings are more like someone asked, why value addition? So when you do more critical parts, you also know what's happening in the industry, you know. So you keep up with the industrial norms, the latest technology. And at the same time, when you keep up with the latest technology and doing more critical parts, no competitor can easily replace you. That's why we always aim at a higher realization rate. That's one of the things when someone asked us why realization was important to us. So this was the reason for realization also.
Yeah, and when do you see the brake lining and brake shoe segment picking up since growth is looking flat for last few quarters?
As we already told you know that as soon as we receive a dynamometer, that is a testing equipment, we'll be receiving by the end of September. After that, railway people and OEM people will come and inspect and will give a certification and we'll start the business with them. First, we will get an approval on the samples from railways as well as that OEM customer, and that business will start at the end of this year, and that is around 3 to 4 crores that we feel that we should get.
And currently for braking system, we are doing aftermarket and merchant export. So we have gone to many OEMs, which we supply our parent company, Men and Bearing. We supply bushes, washers. So we have very good relationship with them. So our samples are submitted. But for even OEM and for railway also we have done the registration process. We have an initial audit has been done. But for both of these companies, because braking system is such a safety product, they need an in-house dynamometer. So this dynamometer costs, like Mr. Arade said, 3 crore. So as Brakes is a new company, it's been 2 years now. So independently on his own feet, we've ordered the dynamometer. So till then, we also very, it's a new product for us. So the last 1.5, 2 years, we are confident with the product because it's working in aftermarket. We have a good brand name with it. Merchant export orders are coming again and again, where we are competing with the world, competing with Chinese players, other players from other countries. So at this stage, we also have confidence in our product. So as soon as the dynamometer comes, more avenues for revenue should open up. So in the next 6 months, we'll have a different picture in the braking system. Yeah.
Okay, and how do you see the Alcob and bimetal segment scaling up from here? Since for last 2 quarters we have good revival in growth rates, and what is driving this revival?
You see, for this year, bimetal will grow at a rate of 16 to 17%, and aluminium division Alcob at the rate of 25%. Yeah.
The main growth is new development because, like I told you, global leaders are shifting from China plus one to India policy, plus Europe is shifting to India. So which company have good quality, good brand name, who are doing more critical parts? We have been, what do you say, getting a lot of RFQs, a lot of inquiries. So this is driving growth. And for Alcob, we have developed around 53 parts in the last year. We have submitted them. So now, as the part is submitted, it's in testing at the customer end in the new engines or in the, it's getting replaced. So as soon as the trial is successful, the startup business starts. So the growth is on that. So in the next 2 years, like Mr. Arad, they said, we'll reach the numbers which we have positive, which we are very confident about. So this is all guaranteed growth because we have submitted the samples, So as soon as they pass the trials and their production starts, all our customer production starts, we shall start seeing growth, a better growth than this year. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best for the future quarters.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Piyush. We'll take the next question from Harshil Shah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, is the company planning any joint ventures, acquisitions, or vertical backward or forward integration?
Not really as of now. We have
Okay.
issued one proposal from Chinese company, but due to diplomatic relations that we have or we are having with the Chinese counterpart, so what the board felt that we should not go ahead with that proposal. So as of now, there is nothing.
And we always keep our ears open. There are many proposals that come. So we always have an open mind regarding forward, backward integration, some other product which we can go for. But nothing concrete as such. Like Mr. Arade said, there is an offer from a Chinese company. But because of the whole geopolitical situation, the board decided, that's not a wise decision to go ahead.
Apart from that, we already told you that so far as electric vehicle charging is concerned,
They are
that
exploring
proposal,
that.
they were exploring that proposal.
Okay, got it, sir. So what are the capacity and capacity utilization rates of new and existing plants?
Capacity utilization as such, we are having 5 crores of parts components per year in bimetal division, and capacity utilization is 78%. Similarly, in Alcob aluminium division, we are having a capacity of melting 1,440 tons, whereas the utilization is almost a 60%. So brakes, that is 1,10,000 parts or brake lining per year, and where utilization is 40%.
Got it, sir. And sir, when will be the new Alcob plant expansion be completed?
It's actually already completed. We have already started shifting the machine. The new plant is getting commissioned. So now I think by the next month we'll have the whole plant ready. Already have the plant because it's shifting, machine shifting is happening from one plant to another. But you can say the electric commissioning is over, the OC is being got. So it's already operational. We are already using the new plant.
So you are all requested to visit that plant next month.
Sure, sir. And sir, post completion, where does it take the capacity of Alcob division? And what sectors are we targeting with this expansion?
You see, we are already having a melting capacity of 1,440 tons, which is more than enough. But at the same time, when there are orders from various customers and RFP that we are receiving and considering the order that those will be production over a period of 2 years, we only have to add certain machines, CNC, VNCs, etc. That is the only issue. And we are going to add those machines as and when those are required.
And like if you are asking which customers, what is this? Currently we have around 50 customers, OEMs. So we are preferred customer, like preferred supplier for them. For the past so many years, we are in tier one. Our customers rate us, you know, it's like a exam. Quality on time, there's PPM, there are so many different matrices to judge us. So we are tier A supplier. So these customers only because of our performance, we get new orders from them. And we've developed around 55 new different parts. In automotive, engine, oil pipe, gas line, all these different sectors, EV now. So these are the different sectors which we are already present in, but we are doing more variety of parts in the sectors in aluminium. So that's where we are driving our growth from.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for coming quarter.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Harshil. We'll take the next question from Himanshu Upadhyay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Himanshu. How are you?
I am fine, sir. So one question was in the brakes business now, where the aftermarket is quite large, okay. And we have been or we started with aftermarkets business. But and domestic, if we still see for the quarter, it is less than 1 crore, okay. So and initial thought was that aftermarket can be a sizable business over a period of time. So why is that business still or has not catch up that what we initially expected, okay? And what are
Yeah.
we doing to get back the growth what we were estimating in the aftermarkets when we initially entered this business?
You see, to initially enter into the market and create our brand image, so far as brake lining is concerned, we entered into aftermarket, where there is a steep competition from Rane, Sundaram, etc. As firstly, there is steep competition so far as rates are concerned and the settled market of all these people having very good reputation also. We should admit that considering that we are focusing more and more on railways and OEM and exports, merchant exports, what we feel. And gradually we are increasing our presence into the aftermarket as well. And we are yet to cover all the territories of India. Some of the territories have remained to be
Untapped.
still untapped. We are tapping them and eventually we will be reaching the target that we are having in our mind.
And aftermarket, we are focusing. We are working on our aftermarket team, our marketing team. And well, like Mr. Aradhe said, we have actually a lot of orders also from aftermarket. But what is happening, as it is only aftermarket focus, money recovery and all is like, you know, it's a operational issue. So we are strengthening our team, working on a more robust business model. So that also should come in track in coming time.
And one more thing, all aftermarket players who are distributing our bearings business, okay, are we present across all those players for brake lining and brake segment?
No, those are totally different. Those are not the same.
Okay.
Those are not the same.
See, many.
And that's why we are having an entirely separate, creating separate team for aftermarket of brake lining, and that market is also different.
See, engine parts is different, like you know, it's a different ball game, and brake parts are different ball game. Like when you go to a aftermarket place, like you go to a dealer distributor, they do different parts, you know. Not everyone does, like you know, one distributor doesn't do all the parts.
But the only advantage is that people know Menon.
We have a strong brand name in this field, so that is boosting this 1 crore growth. So without any extra marketing cost as such.
So currently, how many distributors would be there? And any target over next 2 years, this many distributors we want to have on the aftermarkets and brake lining?
As of now, we are having 35 distributors, and our projection for the next year is almost 150.
But at the, like you know, like you said, numbers, every month we have a target of getting quality distributors. You know, there are some distributors who join and then they go after 2 3 months. So our focus is to have at least two or three distributors, like confirm, you know, quality guys who do good work.
Again, there are problems such as recovery of power outstanding as well. That is in the aftermarket. It is delayed to some extent, about 90 days also. So we are locking such kind of customers, distributors. And that's why temporarily there is a setback for this 1 or 2 months. That will be again restored within a period of 1 month from now. And that will be again, that will again pick up.
And the exports seems to be doing much better in the aftermarket business, means for yeah. Brakes segment, because the share has increased for the exports in the segment itself. Are these things settled down in terms of the payment terms and the
payment terms? So far as export is concerned, there is
no issue at all. All export payment is on advance basis.
Okay.
So, only is not a issue as such. After 60 days, we have locked. So there are many orders, many distributors who still have orders. But as a management decision, we have taken a, what do you say, informed decision to keep this a policy, you know. Otherwise, it's a bad practice of the company. You know, if one thing starts getting bad, there are many, you know, it's a vicious cycle. So as just to show growth is not what we want, you know. We want sustained quality growth over the period of time. So that's why as a company, we have taken some policies. It might be harsh in the start, but we want like a sustainable growth. You know, we don't want a just namesake growth. If you understand like what we're trying to
do. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that. And that is the reason for which we appreciate the company and have been for pretty long period of time. One final question. The Eaton, are we starting? Have we started supplying to Eaton or it is still some time away?
No, we have done the initial orders. Now it's like there's a PPAP batch called sample batch. So 300 sets we have gone. So it starts like that. So we have already started the process. So around 300 parts we are sending this month. So that will go in trials and then the next order comes out, you know. So Eaton also is going ahead. Yes.
And any capex plan for this year and next year means or what we have done, we are thinking.
No major capex as such.
Major capex, but only additional capacity that we have to create. The rest, like I told you, that some of the machines will have to be added, and that will be to the extent of almost 8 to 10 crores of rupees per taken, considering both aluminium and biometal. So that is not a major capex.
In the next 2 years, so we are already placing orders of machines. Like someone asked, are you going to do more value addition? So if we invest in an X-ray machine, the value addition increases. So we are exploring all these options, how we can do more value addition also. And around, like Mr. Aradhe said, around 8 crores of capex in the next 2 years. But that's not like a major capex, like what we did in the last 2 years, where we got the land, we have new building, all the, you know,
all
permission, everything. Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate your feedback, our replies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Himanshu. We'll take the next question from Kunal Tokas. Please go ahead. Yes, Kunal.
Yes. Okay. Two clarificatory questions. First is, will you not be needing any additional capex on the brakes division to reach the 100 crore target by next year?
For brakes, we will have to add certain machines. Definitely, we will have to add about, that will be capex of around 7 to 8 crores, that will be additional requirement, and that we can have from the next year.
7 to 8 crores. And what amount have you already invested in this business?
It is 8.5 crores. We are already in
machinery, all the equipment. Yeah.
Did you say 18.5 or 88.5? 8.5. Another clarification, for FY27, your target top line is 350, of right. which 120 from Alcop, 100 from Brakes.
Mm. Right.
So does that leave 130 for biometal?
It is 120 from Alcop. Biometal will be almost 250.
120 from Alcop, 250 from biometal, and 100 from Brake.
Right.
Okay. And just a last question. Will your
foray into supplying to EVs be a gateway to do more business in the PV segment? ICE PVs.
We could not get you. Please repeat.
A few years ago, you used to say that you would not enter the PV segment. You restrict yourself to the CV segment.
Right.
But you're now catering to EVs.
EV as main, like
No,
the biometer segment is not
in
working.
bimetal, we are not going with passenger vehicle. In aluminium division, ARCOP, we are going with this passenger vehicle.
Passenger vehicles.
Not in
See,
bimetal.
aluminium, we are not only doing engine, we are doing oil and pipe gas plant, two-wheelers, tractors, trucks. Wherever aluminium is used, if we are getting the right product, it's critical, good value addition is there, we are developing those parts.
Not in bimetal.
Bimetal, we are not including EV. So aluminium, we have potential. So like I told you, Tata Punch, we are doing some aluminium casing. So if there is opportunity there, we are doing it because if we are getting good rate, good price, good quantity, good volume. But our main bimetal, our parent plant, we're not entering this segment. Now, because the business is diversified, we are even, what do you say, attracted to EV as such.
All right. Got it. Thank you and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kunal. Anybody who wishes to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. Sir, since there are no further questions, would you like to give any closing comments?
Sir, thank you very much, everybody who have participated in this conference call. We cordially invite in the next month. Please inform us in advance so that we can arrange a factory visit of a new ARCOP plant as well as our new washer plant also. So these are of international standard plants you can see, and we will be enjoying the visit to our facilities. You are kindly requested to come and let Mr. Mohsin know
Yes,
when you
sir.
will be coming and visiting our facilities. You are welcome. And thank you for your support as always.
Thank you, sir. And thank you to all the participants for joining on this call. This brings us to the end of this conference call. You may all log off now. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.